You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me today. We have a great guest. Interesting topic. I do get a lot of questions on my straighttalkdoc@gmail.com email about certain aspects of the mind and how it works, because I'm a psychologist. And many times in my shows, I talk to specialists who are sort of out of the box a little bit. But actually, if you do some readings about being in touch with your own intuition and your heart, not woo-woo stuff, we'll get into that in just a little bit, but more about the power within, I have really shared great information with you about your own strengths, and we're going to do that today. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had like a gut feeling, right? We all have that gut feeling that, you know, turned out to be true. Or have you thought of a friend or a loved one, and in that moment, they're contacting you or calling you? Or do you keep seeing synchronicities, right? Just sort of things keep flashing in your mind and coming up to you. Well, you've probably been, you know, open to getting in touch more with your intuition. And, you know, a lot of researchers and those working in the fields of, as they call it, psionics, which apply principles of engineering to the study and employment of psychic phenomena. Since psychic has this weird woo-woo thing to it. But, you know, many believe we can all develop our psychic ability, whether it's increasing our intuition to get information from an outside source, channeling, whatever it may be. You remember back in the 1970s, the CIA co-created and first funded the methodology of remote viewing. That's all about psychic ability to investigate psychic spying and other techniques. They still use it today. They've really developed it and the technique a lot more highly. I won't get into that. But also certain concepts in quantum physics have also been used in metaphysical and philosophical discussions to explore phenomena like psychic abilities, channeling, and other ways to really understand what's going on out there and getting these messages of information about helping others. And today I have an amazing guest. Her name is Mara Joyce Chapel. She's been a gifted teacher and involved in the work of channeling for over 30 years. What a treat. I'm so excited about having her on. We're going to be talking about her journey and sharing information about her book entitled Whispers of the Heart, Teaching from Israel, channeled by Mara Joyce Chapel. So let's bring her on right now, live in the studio, virtually. Hey, Mara.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so great for you to be here. You know, it's so cool because every time I've been with you in person, you have this energy about you. And I'm just saying, you have this energy that's just, you're just sort of, I've never seen you be sad, or, and it's not phony. It's a real honest kind of glow. That's the only way I can express it. I just, you know, long time ago when I first met you, I went, wow, this person's got some great energy. So
thank you. Thank you. You do too, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's why we clicked.
We do. We have a vibe. We have a vibe together, but thank you for that. And thank you for being here again. And I really loved your book, not only because it has so many, you know, uplifting messages in it from Israel, but also with each chapter, you provide a meditation at the end, you know, to kind of help us with our pain, our healing, getting in touch with our higher power, understanding other people, just becoming, I guess, a better soul, if you want to say. And understanding how to harness the power of our own energy. And you knew this way before it became popular. So with that said, I just want to know more about, were you always like a real deep thinker, and did you have a spiritual awakening when you were younger? How did all this start with you?
Yeah. you know, I was always a searcher. And I remember, even at a very young age,
yeah,
I would go into, like, deep thought. I would, when I was, like, 6 or 7,
no way.
I'd fall asleep thinking, okay, you die. You die for 20 years. You die for 50 years. You die for 1,000 years, 5,000, forever and ever. And it kept spiraling and spiraling,
yes,
and spiraling. And I said, it never ends.
You were 6 years old.
I was about 6 or 7, lying in bed with these thoughts.
Wow.
And so, and I always felt like I would go inward. I always,
yes,
felt a little different.
Yeah.
But still, I was a happy kid. So
that's,
as I got older,
yes,
I started searching. I went to different mediums and psychics and fortune tellers. And then I got interested in meditation and Buddhism and Hinduism and Judaism and Christianity.
Wow.
And I was interested in all philosophies.
Yes.
Finding that each philosophy says the same thing. It's all the same thing.
Yes.
It's all about love.
Yes.
It's all about opening your heart. It's all about listening, whispers of the heart. And sometimes the message is so quiet.
Yes.
You have to be,
yes,
so still and,
yes,
so quiet to hear.
Yes.
Because you may not always hear the right thing, you know.
Right.
What you think is,
yes,
different than what's inside.
Yes.
So as I started meditating,
yes,
and going to groups,
mm-hmm,
you want to hear how Isram came about?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I love that. And also, by the way, you studied with super amazing,
I had amazing
spiritual teacher. I mean, you were with Ram Dass for a while.
Oh, my God. Ram Dass,
right?
I would say, was my guru. He was my first,
yes,
teacher. And,
yes,
I'll tell you how I found Ram Dass. I was in San Francisco, and my cousin gave me a book, and it was called The Only Dance There Is. And I was from New York at the time, but visiting,
right,
San Francisco.
Yep.
So I'm reading the book, and I said, I've got to find this man.
Yeah.
Got to find this man. And I went back to New York, and I read in the book, he went to Hilda's meditation in New York City. I tracked down Hilda's meditation, and,
yes,
I went there. I couldn't find him. Well, finally, yeah, I found him at the Hanuman Foundation.
Hmm.
So I called and I said, can I get an appointment with Ram Dass? Oh, I'm sorry. We're all booked up. We,
right,
can't. I call again. Oh, please. I need to see him. Please.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I called again. Well, I'm calling for my sister because she's not well.
Yeah.
So can I please speak to him? Well, tell your sister to call him. So I called one more time. I said, I have got to see Ram Dass. Please, please give me an appointment. And she said, okay. She got so tired of me.
Yeah, right. That
okay.
Helps, you know, persistence, right?
So I went, and I remember walking down the street. What am I going to say to him?
Right.
I'll tell him about my mother, my father, my boyfriend, my this, my that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. So I go in and he comes out, he says, come in. And he sits, he said, would you like to sit on the floor or the chair? I said, on the floor. And he sits opposite me and he's saying, how can I help you? And I ramble on my mother and my father and my this and that. I'm going on for like 15 minutes. And he looks at me, he says, he puts his hand on my heart and he says, take a deep breath. He said, are you finished? He said, take a deep breath. And Michelle, all I can hear was, and he just sat there with me and everything became very quiet. And he said, you know, you can go very far. He said, do you want to study with me?
Wow.
So that, wow, was the beginning of Ram Dass.
Very cool.
And I, wow, had wonderful teachers, Jack Kornfield, Joseph Goldstein, a lot of wonderful teachers along the way, but Ram Dass was my guy.
Yes.
And so one day I was on my way to a meditation and I'm walking to my car in New York, a snowy, cold day. And I get in my car, and as I'm walking to my car,
yeah,
I hear a whisper saying, you know, love is the essence of the universe.
You're like, is somebody following me on the streets of Manhattan? You're
exactly. Right. Where are you? You
know? Right.
I hear this whisper, and it goes on and on and on and on. Love is the essence of the universe, and blah, blah, this and that. And I get into my car.
It was an audio voice?
Audio. Wow. And I get in my car and I'm letting my car warm up and I go to polish my nails. And I hear, would you put that away, please? I'm not finished.
Excuse me?
And I sat up like this. I said, you're going crazy. You're going crazy.
Yep.
And he starts, I have watched you since you were a child. This is the right time for me to come through because our chemistries match. And I'm here to teach you and all this whole thing for about 10 minutes. And he says, call me Love. My name is Love. And that was it. He said, I bid you farewell and I will be with you again.
you're like freaking out, right? Going, right. I've got schizophrenia and I'm hearing voices.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I go to my meditation group. And after it's over, I'm still sitting there.
Yes.
And they're saying, hello, hello. So I said to my friends, would you come to my house and see if I could speak these words? So very slowly. So that was the beginning. And it came through automatic writing. Every time. Time my heart would pump, it would be a message for me to write. This went on for about 3 months. I was writing all day on these different lessons. And Isran he started filling me. And I started trusting him. And he said he was a teacher of spirit world. He was here many, many times, many lives, till there was no reason for him to come back. And he trained me through automatic writing.
Wow. That's amazing. So,
and one day, I'm writing and writing, and I had called my friend Pat Rodegast, who wrote a very great book called Emmanuel's Book, and she was also a channel.
Right.
And I said, Pat, I said, you're not going to believe what's happening to me. She said, yep, I know.
Yes.
So one day I'm writing, and he signs his name. He said, and now my name is, and I go, you're really going crazy?
Yeah.
Isram. Is meaning I am Ram of love.
Oh, God.
I am of love. You, Ram, you are love. You are of God. We, Ram, we are of love. We are of God.
Wow.
And then he just kept training and training and training me. And I was getting all these messages.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Mara, thanks for sharing that. What a great story. And so, you know, I know there's, and I want to talk about that process of how that is, that automatic writing is, you're not consciously thinking. It's just coming through and your hands just writing. Is that what it is?
Just writing. Yeah.
So you're not really aware of what's being put on the paper. You're just going for the words that you're hearing or...
Yeah, that's just coming through.
Okay.
It's not so much what I'm hearing. Yeah, it is, I guess. I can't quite break it down.
Yes.
Because even when Isram speaks through me or comes through me, it's like a whisper. I just hear it.
Wow.
I just hear it. I could sense it. I could feel everything he says. If he's working with you as an individual, I can feel your energy. You know, so
that's really an amazing story. And there's all types of in history, I mean, millennium, There's clairvoyance, clairaudio, which is sort of right what mm-hmm. you were. Yeah. That means you kind of hear, words that were kind of whispering. Yes. It was an actual, like, not inside, but there was like almost like an outside someone whispering in your ear, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's, what is the other, clairvisual, I think. There's people who sort of get a visual of
yeah
whatever it may be, things like that, which have been, again, utilized by different three-letter organizations to improve spine techniques mm-hmm. to, you know, but things like that. And it's about, and it's not just about I'm channeling a higher, because there's a lot of channels out there who I've interviewed, and they're, bless them, they're good and all this, but you and your book that you have shared with us from the writings, by the way, here it is, folks.
Woo-hoo! Oh yeah,
Whispers yes. of the Heart, guys.
Yeah,
gotta check it out. It's on Amazon. You should get it. Comfortable read, but lots of wisdom in it.
Yeah.
What I was saying,
and you have to put from teachings from Islam.
Teachings from Islam. That's right. Whispers from the Heart. Teachings from Islam. Channeled by Joyce. I mean, Mara Joyce Chappell. Beautiful. Anyway, so the thing is, I was saying about other, sometimes, and I'm not putting them down, other channels, sometimes there's stuff that we kind of go, yeah, I know that. I mean, we can all do that. We can all, I can just channel my higher self and go, we are all the, but the information that you have about different subjects in here is lovely, given to you by this entity, Islam. And also, what's really cool in your book is you have the chapters, you know, on managing pain emotionally and physically, you know, getting in touch with your higher self, which we all can do, and why. Mm-hmm. Also, and we're going to talk a little bit about that too, how to cope with wars, especially in this chaotic time of our life. My gosh. It's just crazy, and how to cope with all this. And this was way before a lot of chaos. There's always been war, but I mean, this is really healing yourself. This is really understanding the concept of channeling. Understand the concept also, which is in keeping with a lot of the concepts of, you know, consciousness mm-hmm. in quantum theory. Okay, so we won't get into that right now, but also you talk about something, the mother, which I love, and it's, you know, in our cognitive behavioral work, psychodynamic work, whatever, we as therapists talk about reparenting, and you have a chapter in here that is amazing about embracing the mother, possibly yeah. never had, and sort of healing yourself with, you know, that mm-hmm. part, loving, guiding stuff, and on and on. So we can talk about that as we go on.
Yeah.
But so thank you for sharing that about your spiritual journey. By the way, if you want to email me, I do get questions from folks when we're live. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. I've already gotten a question from a regular listener, thank you, which says, is this a religious teaching?
No, absolutely not. It's your heart. It's your truth. You can follow or believe whatever, as Islam says, take what is good for you and leave the rest.
Yes.
You know? If you resonate, if he resonates with you, if your heart is open to receive pure love, and you know, we all carry these memory cells that condition us and our thought patterns where we get stuck and where we keep repeating the same thing over and over and over. It could be from another lifetime, you know, and what Islam does sometimes when he's working on a one-to-one, he'll touch that memory cell so it can transform.
Yes.
And you can start to have an opening and start to see from your greater vision, your greater power.
Right, right.
Your greater oneness with the divine. with God, whatever you want to call it, divinity, Jesus, Moses, Buddha, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So that's the whole thing in the teachings of Islam, and he's not proclaiming to be any kind of guru or deity. Or
do not worship me. Right.
One of us. We are one with him.
Yes.
We are one with the divine. So in answer to your question, religion has nothing to do with this.
Right.
It's your own heart. It's the opening of your own heart and listening to your own spirit guide, whether it's through music, it could be guides come through music, through art, through singing, through helping children, through through whatever it is you do, you're guided to do.
Yes. And we all have our own purpose in a way. I guess what you're talking about is a purpose of, you know, creating something. And, you know, because we're here, we all have a gift perhaps within us. I mean, I talk to too many people who say, I don't know what my purpose is, or I don't know. Well, I have no gifts, or I don't feel good enough about myself, or, you know, which is, you know, that's why I help people to kind of walk through what they want in life. And, but I think in your teachings and Islam's teachings are the facts about going within and pretty much embracing your own love and soul about who you are. It's the healing, healing from trauma. It's very psychologically, you know, hooked up to the reality of that, which I teach in my science. So, I mean, I love it.
Yeah. In different forms, right? It's all in different forms.
Yeah. Yes, in different, exactly.
Michelle, you mentioned something about purpose. I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
My sister, Denise, she's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful being, but she's going through a very difficult time right now. And she doesn't want to get out of bed and et cetera, et cetera. I said, you have to have a purpose. You have to have a purpose.
Well,
she said, I have no purpose. I said, well, let me ask you one question. Did you go and help your friend, Renette, the other day when she was having a hard time?
Yes.
Well, that's your purpose.
Oh, right.
Did you go to help cousin Judy? Who's 92.
Oh.
Did you go to help Judy? Yes.
Okay.
That's your purpose.
Yes.
You have a purpose.
Yes. Yes. And that's beautifully said. Thank you so much for that, Mara, because I think a lot of people, you know, think that they have to have a label, career, and you know, that's my purpose. Is, well, sure, that can be your purpose, but everyone is different. Everyone has their own gifts, you know. So it's or several or whatever that is. And if it's as you think, you know, sister Denise, it's as simple as being able to reach out and talk and help others. That's huge. It's not simple, you know, things like that are huge. And I know you and I agree. Every time we honestly listen to someone and just send out loving thoughts and not judge, you know, that is healing them as well, knowing that there's no, you know, negativity about their thoughts or feelings or putting psychiatric labels on people. Oh, you're crazy.
No. Right.
So, so I think, you know, your advice to your sister was just amazing. That's a wonderful gift that she has to be able to help and talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
yeah, sometimes I say, why can't we do that for ourselves? Sometimes
I know, you know, that's the thing, you know, sometimes we forget, we get stuck
makes
in our stuff.
Yes.
And then the good thing is you remember.
Okay.
Okay. This is just for now. It's, I know more than that. I know this is not the reality of everything, you know?
Exactly.
And sometimes when we're just talking and I say, Islam? Really? Really? Is that true? Really?
Yes.
And then I'll channel and I'll go up to that place And there's no doubt, there's no question that there's something more.
Right.
There's, it's like, and then I come down, you know, to me, oh, here I am.
Right.
You know, learning like everybody else,
right.
You know, and
right.
and
right.
just working, you have to work that spiritual muscle.
Oh, let's talk about that, because I was going to ask you, are you in a, and I don't mean to get, you're not in a trance state, right? You're in
when
a,
I channel?
When you channel. I mean,
I am kind of. I'm raised above. Isram is here. I'm raised above, and I'm just lifted to a place where he just can filter through. And
yes.
then when I come down after, you know, from that, sometimes I will remember what he says, and sometimes I won't. It leaves me. He said,
right.
I can't hold it. I can't hold other people's. If I'm working on a one-to-one, I can't hold their energy.
Right.
So it's released.
Right. That's amazing. I really, wow. I love that whole thing. So the process is, you were talking about how we can get ourselves into that space of receiving information and not necessarily channeling an entity even, but just
yeah.
sort of, I guess I would say channeling our own inner higher self, whatever that means to folks.
No,
so,
just be who you are. Just be who you are
okay.
in the stillness, in the quietness.
Yes.
And you could ask any question that you want. And just in the stillness, you know, I always say you could feel, let's say you tell a little white lie, right?
Yes.
You could feel a shift of untruth.
Yep.
And then you could bring it back
right?
to, I'm okay. I'm in my truth.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And so when something happens that's not in alignment or in truth, you're going to feel that shift.
Right.
You're going to feel
right.
something is wrong. I'm not feeling good about this. But
yes.
as far as channeling and learning to channel, I've had many
yes.
channeling groups, you know, wanting to channel. We start with meditation.
Yes.
We start with meditation. That's the key, is being quiet so you can hear.
Right. And a lot of people, I think, who I've spoken with, who are into meditation or self-healing or whatever it may be, I mean, and, you know, not to name drop or anything like that, but I had, you know, the opportunity to interview Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's a great meditator and has amazing groups and has his way, as, you know, does who I talked to, Marianne Williams, and she was lovely talking about there is no one way to meditate. There is no, you have to do this, you have to be in this, you know, position, the Buddha position, you have, you know, whatever works for you to calm your mind. And are you in agreement with that, basically?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. By the way, Marianne Williamson endorsed my book.
She sure did, right here at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for your enlightening words. Your work is healing and significant.
Yeah.
Right here, Marianne Williamson. She's lovely.
Yeah.
But no, that's beautiful. So you're saying, I mean, you're not professing there is one way to meditate. You're saying find ways that work for you to just quietly shut out the noise. Our high beta brains going 100 miles an hour, as Joe would say, and just calm that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just try to, do you have some ideas or techniques that might help folks to
yeah.
get in touch with their own, because we're ignoring, it's called survival every day, to constantly have this consciousness of ruminating thoughts of how to do this and how to do that and how we can fear. And then how
oh,
can
yeah.
we calm that monkey mind?
I mean, you know, one of the techniques I used to do actually before Isram came to me, and that's what started it.
Yeah.
I was writing to God every night.
Wow.
I was going through a hard time. And I would write, Dear God, and I would put everything down, whatever. And then I would pretend God was writing me back. coming
I love
from
it.
her.
I love it.
And I received such incredible information that way. That was calming.
Yes.
You know, I gave it over. I was
right.
It was calming.
Yes.
You know, and just sitting in meditation, just watching your breath, inhaling.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and exhaling, and
yes.
your mind is going to go, I got to get up and make a phone call. I got to go up and wash the dishes. I've
right.
got to and
right.
you watch your mind like it's a movie.
Yes.
Like, here's the movie again.
Yes.
And you see how you keep repeating
right.
the same things over and over and over, and then you come back to your breath.
Yes, that's beautiful.
And then once you can see it, you can say, I can make a choice. We have choices. We have choices. I can make the choice to love, to be happy, even though there is struggle in everybody's life. But as we do this work, we start to see it differently and we don't get stuck in it forever.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people have a problem doing this.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of people are stuck their whole life.
Yeah.
And they're resistant. And maybe that's their karma. Mm. Maybe that's how it's supposed to be. You know, Isram says, we come in with yay amount that we could accomplish.
Yes.
We could accomplish so much. However, many people only accomplish that much. But we have the ruler, the span, to keep opening and opening and opening and opening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our choice.
Yes.
Now, some people, I was just going to say one thing. Isram also says, some people are very, very connected to the earth. We have body, mind, and spirit. We have the earth and let's
sure.
say we have the heavens, right? We have a higher energy.
Yes.
We have an earthly energy
sure.
and a higher energy. It's so important to have that balance of the earth and the higher energy to keep you centered. If you're stuck
right.
in the lower energy, in the earthly energy, in the motherly energy, and you're really pulled down, sometimes it's very hard to get up.
Yeah, sure.
And it's dark sure. for many people.
Yes.
So you have to balance yourself, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
And like you in your work, you're so beautiful. You're
Aww.
Just amazing. And yeah, and talking to you, and you have such a light. And
Aww.
I know that you radiate this with your patience and the work that you do.
Aww,
you know, that spirit, that balance comes through and that light comes through.
No.
Keep dwelling in the darkness all the time, we have to move the light through us.
Yes.
In order for healing to take place.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for your kind words. I appreciate that. I think as we grow, you know, in our practice, and just side note, in my particular field, we have to really come to terms with there is no judgment about anything, because if we have a judgment about someone and they're coming to us in their hearts about, well, I've never told anyone this, or this is the weirdest thing. I've worked in hospitals with psychiatric patients and they're saying things that are, you know, a little not ordinary and a little scary, but I think everyone, you know, would benefit by learning not to judge and to seeing every individual or soul as going through their own lessons in life and just needing someone to validate and or help them shift to what they would like in some way using different tools.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I mean, the mind and body are so connected. I've been doing studies in this research for 20 years about mind body, and I think that's a lot of where it's at, you know, and that's also with you. You're connecting through your 3D physical
yeah.
with your higher mind, which is to me and what I've learned connected to the quantum field. This is a lot of scientists are now going here. We're all photonic. We're all connected. Hard to get that concept, especially when we're all involved in war. there's chaos around the world. Wait a minute, I'm not connected to everyone. I'm peaceful. What the heck's that? But it's knowing that we're all part of this energy. And so what, and I wanted to ask you this, I do digress, but how can we calm ourselves with all of our own inner traumas, our own chaos going on that we're picking up, you know, energetically, the news every day?
Yeah, it's terrible. And it's hard not to judge. It's hard. Okay. It's hard.
It is hard
to look at the TV and not judge, you know?
Yeah,
but, totally. You know, for me, I limit myself.
Good.
I literally watch maybe 10 minutes of the news.
Yeah.
Night.
Finding out what's going on. And yeah.
Find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I have to remove myself from it.
Right.
And this has been a discussion for many people. How do I not let the outside energy, that awful energy pull me?
Yes.
You have to create your own space.
Yes.
You have to create a healing. Let's say I'm in my healing meditation room right now, right? I have angels all over the wall and everything.
I love that.
And crystals, you have to create a space that's yours that you can go to.
Right.
You have to. Last night, I went out for dinner with my husband, and there was a homeless man sitting there.
Oh.
And I went over him. I said, "Do you want a sandwich?" He said, "Yes, I'll take your shrimp burrito." So I thought, a shrimp burrito, thanks.
What? Dude.
So I had a shrimp burrito. But it's doing something good.
Yes.
It's doing good things, not only for others, but for yourself.
Yes.
You have to do, whether it's going to the gym or going for a walk or buying flowers for yourself, you have to move yourself into that space and with the friends that you choose to be in your life. I don't know of any other way to do it, except we have to create. And like you said, where does the war begin? The war begins within us. The battle begins.
Yes.
So people that are creating the wars, how peaceful are they inside? Because if they were peaceful inside, we wouldn't have all this chaos going on.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't have the wars.
Right.
So it starts, what's our own war? Who are we battling with? Ourselves or somebody else?
Well, both, probably, huh?
Yeah.
No.
So you have to come into that space and just breathe and look. Awareness is the key. Whether you're walking, I know I've done what's called Vipassana retreats, where it's sitting and walking meditation all day for like 2 weeks at a time in silence. So
yes,
whether it's walking or shopping or painting
or
whatever it is you're doing, breathe and just come into that place of stillness and quiet and peace and feel you are love. We were born that way.
Yes.
We were born from the divine.
Yes.
We didn't just appear. We are divine, but we forget.
Right. And I love that. Beautifully said. I think we all are. And, you know, it's whatever religion that you believe in or whatever, that's beautiful. Like you said earlier, Mara, they're all kind of saying the same thing, basically, is, you know, we connect to whatever this higher power is, and we can find that within ourselves as well and learn from this higher power. And I think sometimes, this is just me, I think sometimes a lot of people who I've spoken with who are very religious in their belief systems, you know, say, oh, I'm going to be judged by, you know, God or the higher power or whatever. And I fear that I'm going to go to hell because I have bad thoughts or I've done bad things to people. And, you know, it's okay. And that's fine. But I think we need to start with stop persecuting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel and are aware that you think you're going to hell, change up the way you think and act. Change up learn from the things you've done in the past, which were not so cool towards other people or situations. And that's how we learn how to be, I guess, better people, you know, per se. And it's just really, it's pretty simple, but it's what can I learn from my mind going to, oh, I'm going to go to hell. Wait, okay. But if you believe in that, then perhaps that's kind of scary. You may totally embrace that and I'm a bad person. And that's a whole belief system that you're incorporating and releasing chemicals in your brain to fill your body with, which may make you ill. But anyway,
and if you slip and fall, forgive yourself.
Oh, huge.
Forgive. Huge. Who's going to forgive you if you don't forgive yourself?
Oh, well,
you're holding. You have to forgive yourself. It's okay. You could start over again. Start over again.
It's so you know? True.
There yeah. is no judgment in this. Everybody has got their lessons. Everybody. You know, but thank God there are ways and tools to understand and to come through. Who wants to carry guilt?
No kidding.
Who wants to carry fear? No yes. one wants to.
Yes.
But it's ingrained. It's yes. ingrained in those cells that Isram talks about. How do we release those right. cells, those chemicals?
That's exactly right. And it's beautiful because the soul that who you channel Isram also talks about all of that, about our cells. It's quite scientific, may I say, and again, you've been channeling him for how long now?
It's 40 years.
Oh my goodness. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, I mean, this information came out. I mean, yeah, there was Edgar Cayce, you know, who was brilliant, the sleeping prophet. Oh my God. Love he was Edgar amazing. And had the sleeping prophet Edgar Cayce, right? He had so much information and helped people medically heal.
Let me tell you,
right?
I went to his center in Virginia many years ago.
Yeah.
And I loved Edgar Cayce. I had a cyst behind my ear for a long time.
Yes.
And I read Edgar Cayce, and he said to rub castor oil on that cyst 3 times a day.
Really?
Well, about a month later, I was on a boat and I was rubbing my castor oil and the whole thing just opened up and released. So that's my Edgar Cayce.
I love him. And no, he was a miraculous healer. He was just in touch with whatever that is, intuitively, higher power, who can come through and say, oh, here are some of the techniques you can use. And also there was Jane Roberts, who was channeling Seth. Highly intellectual, brilliant. You have to really listen and watch her tapes and say, oh my God. Yeah. You know, she was in keeping with the scientific concept, a lot of the concepts of quantum consciousness.
Yeah.
She actually said, which was kind of cool too, as you, because you don't have this ego. You get your ego out of the way. She said, maybe it's just me kind of, I don't know, because I'm a smart person and I'm making this stuff up. But she and you say, maybe I'm just, you know, you're very humble about all this. But you know, I appreciate that from you as well, because you say, oh, I'm just hearing these whispers that are giving insight.
Yeah.
And that's,
you know, when I had to, after Isram was working with me and training me, you know, for a long time, he said I could start doing readings for other people. He would come through.
That's
but amazing. I had to do 100 readings. I could never take money at that time. I had to do 100 readings to see my dedication.
Okay.
The work.
Wow.
So on my 99th reading, a doctor came to me. And after he went, he put $50 on each leg. I said, no. I said, no, I can't take
that's
this.
That's weird.
Please take it, please.
That's no, like really understand. Weird. Okay?
It's like it would be broken, you know. My dedication would be broken. I said, next time, you know. And you know, he speaks about abundance and what we're all, you know, in alignment with our own consciousness.
Right.
You know, it's very interesting. Yeah. I mean, I've learned so much.
Oh, I know you have. And you pass it along in your book. It's amazing, guys. Here it is. Whispers of the Heart, Teaching from Islam Channeled by Mara Joyce Chapel, my special guest today. It's a wonderful book, and you can get it. Pull it back, Michelle. You can get it on Amazon. And there, when you read it, what's so cool, as I mentioned, is there are these channel teachings about so many different aspects of our life, healing from pain, emotional, physically, coping with stress, dealing with our world of chaos right now, and just finding more inner guidance. So there's these teachings. And then afterwards, there are meditations in the book. Teaching, you know, I love books that teach people how to do things. There are meditations and words that we can all speak out loud, have someone speak to us, record perhaps, and then play back for ourselves to go into. And this is not a woo-woo, I have to cross my legs, go into a deep meditation. It's just be quiet within yourself and heed the words to embrace really the deeper understanding of some of these concepts, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I really appreciate that because I've been reading some of the meditations and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to read this every morning and every night. Today I'm going to heal my power within and I'm going to keep doing this and doing this, you know, so it's really amazing. If there are a few words, because we've got a couple of minutes left, my God, the time's gone so fast.
Yeah.
If there are a few words that you could pass along from your lessons from Islam and the teachings he's given you to help people, if there are a few concepts that you can share with people, how to just feel better in their lives right now, what would they be?
Oh, again, do some good things for yourself. Meditate. If there are support groups or meditation groups that you can join, there are wonderful, wonderful places, spiritual awareness centers. There's one in North Hollywood, California, if you're in California. There are so many wonderful places. And just keep searching.
Yes.
Keep searching.
Yes.
I know Islam wants to come through. He's like hanging over my head. You know.
Well, he can share a few words if you've got a minute or so, Islam. Go for it.
And just real quick, he's saying, this is my first podcast program I have ever done, but it doesn't matter, my dear friend, because if I reach one person, that one person touches 1,000 people. It doesn't matter if 1,000, 2,000 people are watching or one person, one divine person, because that light will emanate through you and will touch another and will touch another and will touch another. And I bid you all blessings and peace and harmony, and know that you are absolutely divine, divine with a capital D. Open your heart. Let yourself receive the light and the love that's around you that sometimes you don't even recognize. Remember who you are. You are one. You are divine. You are of love. You are love. You are of God. You are of the universe. And that one universe is within you. That divinity is within you and will never leave you. So just keep your heart open to receive. He's saying blessings and farewell for now.
Oh, well, thank you, Islam. Thank you. And blessings to you. And especially you too, Mara, for bringing us all of this wonderful wisdom. And again, really check out her book. It's amazing. And you can get it on Amazon. Whispers of the Heart, Teaching from Islam, channeled by Mara Joyce Chappell. Many of the concepts that are being seen today in current belief systems. She's been doing this a long time, of quantum physics, connecting with the universe, getting in touch with your own intuition. And bless you for being here today, Mara. You're awesome. I love
and
you.
And I just want to say one thing before we leave. I do private readings. So.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the best way people can find you online?
MaraJChapel@gmail.com.
Perfect. reach out to Mara if you have any questions. She can help you and channel that higher self, that Ishram, to help you out in your life. And some of the best teachings, much better sometimes in therapy that you just spoke about. So thanks, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
We'll talk later.
Thank you.
Bye for now. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Fascinating show. I thank you for being here. Always, as I say when I close, is do take care of yourselves first. That way you'll be great for other people. All right. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye for now.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.